This is episode 2168 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley. Welcome back to our series. This is day three of the theme we're exploring this week. This is a theme that's very special. It's how to awaken your true potential. And I selected this theme because as we head into Thanksgiving, which is a national holiday in the United States where I live, and this is a time to meet with loved ones and to express gratitude. This year, you might be thinking that you don't really know what you're so grateful for because it's been such a tumultuous year. But there's, in fact, a lot to be grateful for no matter what's going on in your life, whenever you are showing up for yourself authentically, sharing your gifts and your unique talents with the world. There's always a reason to be grateful for this. In this week's series, you are exploring a different meditation technique in each episode to feel grateful. In today's episode, you are going to discover a breathing technique that helps you to become more aware of yourself and the moment. And this is by following the rhythm and flow of your breath, the power of your breath. You'll be tapping into that as you're guided in today's meditation. Your breath is interconnected with your emotional state. So I'm going to guide you through the belly breath. This is where you focus on drawing your air in through your nose and allowing it to circulate through your whole system. You can do this by breathing with your belly. So I'll be guiding you through this technique. Are you subscribed to the podcast? Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss a single episode. Consistency is the key to meditation success. Also, I'd love it if you would let me know how you are enjoying the podcast. And if you leave me a review, that means so much to me. You can go to iTunes or Google reviews. It just takes a few minutes, not even a few minutes. And let me know what you're enjoying. Let me know your meditation success, or if you have any suggestions or anything at all, I'd love to hear from you. I also would love to hear your unique meditation journey. Many of you have been reaching out to me, and I so appreciate this. And I'm excited to be sharing these journeys with you. For so many years now, since I started the podcast, I've received many messages from you. And I never really thought to share them here on the podcast. And I thought, this is such a great time to be sharing each other's journeys, because many of you may be feeling isolated and alone due to the pandemic. So I want you to know that there are millions of you out there who listen to the podcast just like you do, and who are focusing on using the tools of meditation to get through your rough spots. The best way to reach out to me is by sending me a direct message on the Sip and Om Instagram page. Allow me to introduce your fellow meditator, Roxanne, who is from Canada. She says that she has been listening to the podcast for the past 3 years or more, and she's been meditating for 5+ years, on and off mostly. But she says she's listened to the podcast every single day before she goes to sleep. She is a nurse, and she mentions that these past months have been so hard mentally, as she helps people during this pandemic. She says she's become anxious and that the breathing techniques help her so much. She says, "Thank you so much for the amazing techniques and for bringing lots of calm into my life. I could listen to your podcast every single day of my life and never get sick of it. Thank you, Roxanne, for all you do to help others heal during this pandemic. You are the true hero." I think that if you're enjoying the podcast so much, it's because you are using the techniques yourself. You are making this happen for yourself by showing up for yourself every day and doing the techniques and meditating. So let's sit down now together and do this breathing technique. I encourage you to do this breathing technique anytime you're feeling anxious. Notice your breath and then also begin to notice your thoughts. So sit up straight and begin to notice where you hold tension in your body. Inhale and exhale through your nose. Your shoulders are relaxed. Your eyes are closed. And as they're closed, they're gently uplifted. This helps to keep your thoughts uplifted. Now, place one hand on your chest and place your other hand on your stomach. As you inhale, see what it feels like to keep your chest still and to feel your stomach gently rise upward, allowing your diaphragm to expand fully as you inhale. Chest is still, stomach is rising upward. Now as you exhale, gently and evenly allow your breath to escape through your nose, not letting it rush out. Smoothly release it. And as you do so, feel your stomach sink back downward. Your chest is still, still. Again, inhale through your nose, drawing your breath inward and upward, keeping your chest still and feeling your abdomen rise upward. Now, think about what you are hopeful for. As you exhale through your nose, release your breath gently and evenly through your nose, feeling your stomach sink back downward, infusing your body with hope. Now continue with this breathing technique, doing it as many times as you feel comfortable doing so. Knowing you are so worth slowing down for.